Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We may have short term some little pain, and people understand that. But long term, the United States has been ripped off by virtually every country in the world. We have deficits with almost every country. Not every country, but almost.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
All right, Jesse Jane Duff on the line with us this morning. And, well, you know what? Donald Trump's got the whole hornet's nest stirred up again over these tariffs. What do you think, Jesse Jane?
You know, I like that expression. You know, this is what our president is so fabulous at. He will stir the pot and get people to pay attention, whereas before, the cards were never in our hands. Essentially, Canada, Mexico, every other foreign country has been able to take advantage of foreign trade with the United States. And he comes along and takes a wrecking ball to it and says, enough already. Now they have to come to the table and work with President Trump so that there will be negotiations that allow fair trade that benefit all instead of the disadvantage of one. And that is a very simple request. If they want to try to play hardball, they're picking with the wrong guy, because he definitely will lay down the law, and those tariffs will impact the products that are going into Canada. And I'm pretty confident they need our products more than we need theirs. We will be and are going to be energy independent, which is one of the fuel sources is Canada, but we will not need their energy. We have ample supply right here in the United States.
I read this morning, and I'm going to have to go back and look at another source, but I did see a map that showed the current pipelines taking oil from the western part of Canada to the eastern part of Canada, right? And that the environmentalists in Canada raised hell and canceled a plan that would have put a pipeline right through the middle of Canada from west to east. So now they have to rely on pipelines that leave Canada and come through the United States to get the oil back up to the eastern side of Canada. So if Trump really wants to play hardball, he can just turn off the pipeline.
Absolutely. And these environmentalists can't get out of their own way. They create an environment that is so difficult that people end up resorting to other sources of energy that are completely unreliable. In fact, one of my friends got into the Department of Energy, and he explained it to me. If a energy source is less than 50% effective, it's to not cost worthy, such as your solar, such as your electric vehicles, or your batteries, I should say. All of those also have a detrimental impact upon the environment. These EVs, they are horribly difficult. You cannot dispose of them safely. They are heavy. They're very difficult on the roads, and of course they can't sustain energy. Fossil fuels has been bastardized by many of these environmentalists, when in fact it can be one of the cleanest and safest methods of fuel, and our society needs it. So here we are. The United States again has the cards back in their hands. Instead of placating to all the environmentalists and all these foreign countries the way the Biden-Harris administration had, and I'm sorry, I just drove by a fuel pump last night and I saw that gas was still just under $5 in California. And that will change.
I have to get your take on this horrible, horrible situation with this Black Hawk helicopter and the crash out of Washington, D.C., because they've now named the third soldier who was on that helicopter. And it sounds like it was the helicopter that wasn't going back and forth with air traffic control. What have you heard, or what do you make of this whole situation?
Well, first and foremost, I want to say that it embarrasses me to see how conservatives are quickly trying to unravel the female pilot, trying to suggest because she worked in the White House, because she apparently was a lesbian, all of these other things, and her social media posts had been scrubbed. I would just simply say, Why are we going there till we get the information out? You know, we do not know those facts. We do not know if she was actually the pilot. There was a pilot. Maybe she was. She apparently was on the training mission with them. I want to get the facts before I start diminishing the legacy of anybody involved in this. I want to make sure that we do that, because when we get ahead of ourselves, sometimes we embarrass ourselves. And what the Black Hawk helicopter pilot apparently, or the aircraft itself, was doing probably, in fact, should never have been happening during that time of day, which was night, right near the Reagan airport. There's a lot of culpability going on here where people, a lot of error versus just one person. I want to wait for the facts to come out, because it's really hard on me to watch anybody who's serving this country be completely destroyed by suggesting that an ulterior motive or it was deliberate. Now, should it come out that it was deliberate or had a motive? I'll be the first to stand up and say this is wrong and protest it and ensure that their name is exposed in such a way. But I see a lot of that going on, and I don't like it when we get ahead of ourselves and destroy the names and reputations of people. Remember what happened in Atlanta with the bomber? Yes. When CNN put out the name of the wrong person, and that guy had to fight for his credibility back, and it turned out he had nothing to do with the bomb that happened in the Olympics in Atlanta. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. They made a movie about it and destroyed his life.
Yeah, you know, the critics have said it was President Trump that brought up DEI first. I believe he was referring to problems in the air traffic control system, because Republicans have been complaining about that for a long time. And now many people have jumped to the conclusion that he was talking about the military.
Exactly. And the standard for training is still going to always be the same in the military when it comes to your air traffic, when you're considering the people that have to become these pilots. Those standards don't get modified. They don't get lowered. And people are always going to have, she apparently had only 450 hours of training, while the other had 1,000 and the other had 500. So if she was training, at some point you all have lower hours than those that are more senior to you. Again, I just want to make sure that people are cognizant of, until we have all the facts and we're looking at the black box. But you're right. The president was pointing out the DEI hiring practices that were going on with the air traffic controllers, the FAA itself, and apparently that was understaffed that evening. They had one air traffic controller in there. They normally drop down to one after 9:30 p.m., and this was prior to 9:30 p.m. Lots of mistakes went around. I dare to say that none happened with the American Airlines flight, though, because they were on their path to land.
Yeah. Jesse Jane, I'm out of time. I appreciate yours as always. Thank you.
Everybody take the hill. We got a flag on it now. We can run towards it.
Yes, we can. JesseJaneDuff.com is her website. Always love getting her on here. Former gunnery sergeant, and she tells it like it is.
Get more at 971talk.com.